That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Prospects of a victory for the Pine Ridge Possums and their new football coach were considerably lessened yesterday when it was learned that the Possum star, Frog Dixon, was transferring to Odin and thus would be playing against the Possums in Friday's game with the Odin Owls. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, many times, friends, we hear the old folks talk about life in the gay 90s. But sometimes life in the present-day 40s is pretty gay, too. What with late hours, overeating, and overindulging in general, you may be in for trouble almost any time. Well, when that happens to you, and a touch of acid indigestion comes along to make you mighty uncomfortable, just call on Alka-Seltzer for quick, satisfying relief. You see, Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better in two ways. First, it helps settle that upset, jittery feeling in your stomach. And second, it helps reduce excess gastric acidity. Yes, when a good time leads you into overeating and otherwise overindulging, get a package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. You'll like its quick, satisfying relief for a touch of acid indigestion. So don't delay. Get it today. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store. Coach Edwards is talking on the telephone.
Yeah, well, keep trying, Squire, because we've just got to study up some way to buy new equipment for that team. Them boys can't go on playing in them outfits they got now.
You better do something about your outfit, too.
Well, I wish you would, Squire. They need the stuff bad. Ain't a one of them's got decent shoulder paddings. Well, then playing in them overhauls, too, ain't helping none.
Little shoulder padding wouldn't hurt him none.
All right, do your best, Squire.
Chest padding.
Fine. All right, goodbye. Well, I'll see you later, Abner.
Well, hey, wait a minute, Lum. You can't leave now. Special not with them clothes on.
Well, I've got to leave. Got to get over there to football practice.
Well, law me, you was over there all this morning.
I know it, but I've got to get to the boys in shape for that Odin game.
Oh.
I'm having a terrible time trying to find somebody to take Frog Dixon's place. When I lost him, I lost most of my football team's what I done.
Well,
I'll see you along about 6 o'clock.
Well, now, just a minute now, Lum. Let me talk to you just a minute. I can't handle all this work around here by myself. Just look at all them grocery orders that's piled up over there.
Well, do the best you can, Abner. The Possums are waiting for me. Going to run through a stiff skirmish.
Now, Lum, you ain't going out in them clothes, are you?
I don't know why not. Get the phone there, Abner.
Yeah, all right. Dad, blame it all. Work. I'm going out and live with the Possums and not the kind of play football. Hello. John, I'm down store. Abner Peabody, or what's left of him, doing a talking. Oh, what is it now, Miss Pomeroy? No, I don't believe I've even got your order put up yet. I know it, but I've got a whole lot ahead of yours. Well, I'm doing the best I can. Listen, Miss Pomeroy, I don't even know when I can deliver the orders I got put up now, much less
hey,
yours.
Did you see a lot? Oh, excuse me.
Well, all right. Trade somewhere else in. I don't care. Fact is, I wish you would. That's just fine with me.
Who's that, Abner?
All right. Go ahead. Tell your friends. If you got any. Goodbye, old battle.
That's telling them, Abner. Who was it?
Oh, Miss Pomeroy.
Oh, her.
Law me, Grandpap, I can't put up these grocery orders and make the delivers and run the store all at the same time. What do they think I am, anyway, an octopus?
I don't know. What'd she say?
That long. Since he's taken up being football coach, I can't get no work out of him at all.
That reminds me, did you see him when he left out of here just now?
Yeah, I seen him.
Has that man lost his reasoning?
Huh?
He'll get run in chores the world. He forgot his britches.
He never forgot them.
You mean he went out that way on a purpose? He's addled.
I won't argue with you about him being
addled. Or to be bored for the simple.
Well, he never forgot his britches. That's his coaching outfit he's got on.
Coaching outfit?
Well, that's what he calls it.
Why, he's running around in his long underwear.
No, that's a sweatshirt and some sweatpants he's got on. I believe that's what he called them. He wears them over his long underwear. Sort of long underwear, two-pair pants, you might call it, I reckon.
If you want my opinions, I think it still looks like he forgot his britches.
Well, I think so, too, but you can't tell that lum nothing. Maybe he wants to scare the boys and make them run faster. Them sweat britches fit him like a sock on a Dominica rooster.
Oh, them skinny legs of his and them knees popped out there look like ropes with knots tied in them.
Yeah, he's a sight for sore eyes.
What was that he's wearing on his head there?
That was Cedric's baseball cap. He says all coaches are supposed to wear them. I don't know why you'd wear a baseball cap when he's coaching football, but...
I don't either.
That's Lum's idea.
I believe he's mixed up on what he's teaching over there.
Well, ain't no doubt in my mind what he's mixed up on everything. You seen what he had hanging around his neck there.
Yeah, I seen that. That's a fittity bag, weren't it?
No, it wasn't.
Well, no wonder he's sick running around without no clothes on.
Grandpap, that was a whistle he's got around his neck there.
Whistle? Is that good for a pneumonia, too?
I don't know. Football whistle's what he said it was. I never heard one of them whistle, but that's what he called it. But little time...
It wouldn't come if you was to whistle, too.
I know it. That's what I've been telling him. He's been sitting around here all day practicing blowing on that whistle. I've been looking at expecting 4 or 5 footballs to come bouncing in the door, but it never happened.
Don't see none around nowhere.
He might, and I drove me crazy. He's worse than Cedric with his bird whistles, I'll say that fine. Whistling for a football, that's the silliest thing I ever seen.
Well, he's going to have to do more than blow that whistle if he expects to win that game with Odin Friday. I'll tell him that right here and now.
Oh, you're right. Ain't no doubt about that. Now that Frog Dixon moved over there to Odin's going to play again us instead of for us, well... Pine Ridge ain't got a chance, I don't believe.
Not a chance in the world.
And, to be honest, I'm getting to where I don't much care if the Possums win or lose.
Don't care?
The way the work's piling up on me here, Grandpap, I'm losing interest in everything. Just look at all them orders stacked up over on the counter. I never will get all them things delivered.
Well, why don't you hire somebody to help you?
Well, it's... just about what I'll have to do, it looks like.
Yeah, I would if I do. I wouldn't break my back trying to do 2 man's work.
Yeah, Dogie, you're right. I don't know who I could hire, though. Cedric's busy with his schoolwork.
Oh, there ought to be somebody you could get.
I know there ought to be, but who... Say, how about you, Grandpap?
Me?
Yes, sir, you'd be a good one to help me in here. I wouldn't ask you to do none of the heavy work. I'd try to handle that myself. You wouldn't have to work hard.
Oh, well, I couldn't get away, Ed.
Well, couldn't get away?
No.
You ain't got nothing to get away from.
What about my position with the Western Telegraph Corporation?
Oh, that little old thing. All you ever do is deliver a telegram once in a while.
Well, they depend on me, though.
Now, Grandpap, that wouldn't interfere none. You could do both them jobs easy.
No, I don't like to divide myself up. I like to concentrate my talent.
Oh, my.
I don't believe they'd let me go no ways. When they get a good, dependable man like me, they like to hang on to him.
Prattle, prattle.
Only way I could do it would be to get somebody to take over my work, and I just don't believe I could be replaced, tell you the truth.
Could be replaced?
No, sir.
Why, anybody could do that, Grandpap. That little Johnson boy could do that, and he can't find his way home.
Oh, I don't know. I'm afraid it'd be pretty hard to break in a new man on that job. It might take months.
Months?
Yeah.
Now, why would it take so long?
Well, might have to wait that long before a telegram comes in so as I could show him how to deliver it.
Well, for the land's sake, couldn't you just tell him how?
Oh, you could, but it's better to show a man how to do things. Learn him a lot quicker.
Well, I don't see what's so hard to learn that job. All he has to do is just wait for a telegram to come in, and then when it does, why, take it to whoever's name's read on it and hand it
to
him.
Well, that ain't all they are to it, Abner.
Huh?
See, that's the trouble. You don't know what you're talking about. It's the tensions.
The what?
The tensions. You got to learn him how to work under a tension.
You call sitting around for months over there working under a tension?
Well, that sitting around's the hard part about it.
Hard?
Oh, that everlasting waiting. Waiting, waiting, waiting. It gets a man off guard. When a telegram final does pop in, wrong man could go all to pieces.
What in the world are you talking about?
Well, you see, it takes a special type of a feller to hold down that job. One that won't break down under a crisis ease.
For the land sakes alive. Grandpap, you're just trying to get out of working, and you know what. You can tell Charity that, make her believe it, but not me, Grandpap.
Why, I'm telling you the truth. I knowed a young feller once that got a job as a car checker for the highway department.
A what?
A car checker.
Oh, me, they ain't playing checkers with them things now, are they?
Supposed to sit out there alongside the road and put a mark down for every car that goes by.
Well?
Night it was to see how much traffic there was on that road.
Oh.
So this young feller taking his lunch, and I don't know what he had in his lunch, toady biscuits.
Well, that don't make no difference. I ain't going to eat it no way, Grandpa. Well, he took it for himself. I reckon
that ain't got nothing to do with it, no way.
No.
Taking his lunch, and it was baked sweet potatoes, what it was.
Well,
and a camp stool, and his paper and pencil, and went to work.
Well, that was salty.
Only trouble was he made a mistake and went to a road that had been blocked off.
Blocked off?
Yes, sir. He sat down on his stool and waited.
Hmm.
For 2 years he sat there, and not a single car went by in all that time.
Huh. Then what happened?
Huh?
I say, then what happened?
Oh, I don't know.
Huh?
Never did know what become of him.
Well, what in the world did you go to all the bother to tell me that rigmarole for?
Well, I just thought maybe he'd be a good one for you to hire. More than likely tired of that job by now.
He is. Come back for another lunch.
He might like a change.
Well, he might be all right. Leastways, he'd stay. What's his name?
Who?
That car-checking feller.
Oh, him. Well, sir, I never did hear what his name was. Charlie Redfield might know. He was the one that told me about it. I'll call him up.
I wish you would.
Yeah, Charlie might not recollect his name, come to think of it. That was about 20 years ago.
20?
Yeah, he was just a kid of a boy then. More than likely settled down by now. Hello, is that you, Charlie? This is Milford. Milford Spears. Say, you recollect about that car checker? Checker. Game of checkers, you say? Yeah, I'd love to. Be right over, Charlie. See you pronto. Well, take it easy, Abner. I gotta go.
Well, here, wait a minute, Grandpap. What about that feller?
What feller?
Why, wait a minute. There comes Squire Skimp. Maybe he'll know somebody I can hire.
You aiming on hiring somebody?
Well, howdy, Abner. Hello, Grandpap.
Yeah, howdy, Squire. How's everything?
Oh, pretty good. Is Lum here, Abner?
No, he's over at the school coaching the team through a skirmish or something like that.
Well, when he comes back, I've got some good news you can tell him.
Good news, you say?
Yes, I've talked to several businessmen in town, and I think I've finally interested them in putting up some money to buy equipment for our gridiron team.
Well, Lama sure be proud to hear that. He says they sure need it.
Well, the whole thing hinges on Friday's game with Odin.
How do you mean, Squire?
Well, these businessmen will only put up cash if we win that game. Otherwise, they consider it a waste of money. So from here on, everything depends on Coach Edwards and his fighting possum.
Well, it looks as though there is more at stake in Friday's football game than Coach Edwards realizes. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, can you remember the times when you've rushed for a train, streetcar, or bus just before or just after eating? Those are the times when worry and tension are likely to lead to a miserable touch of acid indigestion. And that's not very pleasant. But Alka-Seltzer is pleasant. Yes, it's pleasant to taste and pleasant in its action as it goes to work on your sour, acid-upset stomach. In no time at all, you begin to smile at Alka-Seltzer's soothing help. And that's why you hear it said so often, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. It's wise because of Alka-Seltzer's prompt relief. You see, it can help reduce excess gastric acidity, and it can help ease your discomfort right away. So don't forget, when a touch of acid indigestion comes along, get a package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. Then be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And remember, when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more.